proud of.
I'm proud of the fans and the players, yeah. This was for the two of them. We've all worked hard behind the scenes to change our shape in 24 hours. We did two sessions on the grass yesterday and three in the classroom and one here and another one in the classroom today. So we've done, I think, six, seven sessions just on trying to change the shape. And for this one game, it shows the detail that goes into it in some ways. And the players' attitude in the first hour was what we looked for. When they brought Hopper on and brought Holmes off, everyone thought their shape changed, and it never. They just had a different type of number 10, where Holmes wants everything deep and then Jacko can look after that. Bambi played on the outside shoulder, so it almost looked like it was a too high with a real second striker as well and behind the lines. And we found it hard. We fell off our shape a little bit through ill-disciplined areas of the game. But then when we got our shape back and we took stock, it was important getting some fresh legs. Lee went off injured and Josh went off injured, so we had to reshuffle a certain aspect of that. I thought all the players who went on the pitch showed a tremendous work ethic and desire to put a performance in, and I can't thank them enough. I really can't. They deserve exactly what they got this evening.
That was a cracking volley from your skipper, wasn't it?
Yeah, listen, I think sometimes everyone knows that Skip's getting to an age where he loves playing for this football club and he wants to be around for many more years, and we speak on a consistent basis. He's a rock in some ways for what we're trying to do. He helps me with the growth of the young players. He helps me with the discipline of the team. He helps me with the knowledge of this great club. And sometimes it's hard for him to play all the time. He doesn't have the physical edge to go Saturday, Tuesday, but I felt it's time.
You can still run and do a knee slide, though.
Yeah, well, do you know, we did a motivational video before the game, and the last slide was Jacko scoring a goal and going on his knees in exactly the same place. And listen, I'm so proud for him. He's a tremendous person. I can't thank him enough for what he's done since I've walked in the door. Hopefully he'll stay here in different capacities in future years, and hopefully we can help each other in that transition. And I'm really happy tonight to for the players and for the fans. It's been a difficult time for everybody. Obviously, a lot of things coming and going off the field, a lot of things sort of change. My remit is to get this club up, and it's got to take time. You need windows to do that. But in the immediate future, our performances haven't been good enough. And where I'm honest sometimes too honest for my own good. And when I don't think it's right, I tell them. And when I do think it's right, they get the praise that they did this evening. And every single man who wore our shirt today wore it with pride. And that's what I expect of a player when they put our shirt on. And hopefully they can continue that now. I think it's like a war scene from Platoon in the dressing room. So we need to take stock. They can rest tomorrow and we'll see where we're on Thursday.
And McGuinness, when he went down injured, I know they made the change with Hopper, but that seemed to just affect your shape slightly.
Yeah, it does,
just for a bit.
It does, obviously, because the reason why we didn't go light for light with another striker, we felt the most disciplined aspect of the game today was the four in midfield and four midfield players in the pitch. And we've not got many wingers either, so that's part of the parcel of that. Hopefully by the next game, Jake's maybe a week away now. Pierce is playing in the game on Sunday. It's great to have him back shortly. Alfie Souls will be 2 weeks. So we've got a few players who will be coming back. Jordan Mataka may be available for Saturday as well. We'll see how his hamstring materials over the next few days. But we've played more games than anybody else in this league at the moment. And we've got more injuries than anybody else in the league. When the going gets tough, Charlton players took up and counter today. And the fans did from the first whistle to the last one. In difficult times, it's hard to be as supportive as they have been, and we thank them for that. But hopefully we have to, but we much as thanking them, it's okay using those words. It's got to be in performances as well. And I think the players today, every man can stand up and sort of be happy with their performances.
And just finally, you had a pressure penalty there at the end, but I imagine he's the sort of character that you'd quite like to step
Tony,
up for that.
Tony's one of them people, he's got so much ability. My frustrations with him are because of the talent that he possesses. And I'm never going to apologise for coming off him, because I still think there's so much more to come from Tony Watt. And I think that over years, maybe that's not supported as talent, but it takes a tremendous bottle to stand up and to be counted like it did. I didn't watch it for the first time.
I saw you turn around, yeah.
It's been a very difficult few days. Listen, it's been hard because I want to get this club ready for next year, and that's always been get it right. And it takes time to do so. And while the goings get tough, we've been very, very low on numbers, and hopefully now that'll put us in the right direction.